In the late 1800s, there was an English cricketer by the name of C.T. Studd. He was regarded as one of the best all-round cricketers of his time, played in the first ever Ashes series, and he was extremely famous around England. He was regarded as the sort of player that every teenage boy had a picture on his bedroom wall. He was also an extremely intelligent man, studying at Cambridge, and really had the whole world at his feet, had huge expectation about what he was to become. He was part of, you know, just the culture of Christianity at that time. You know, he, faithful Christian, always spent his Sundays going to Sunday service. You know, he lived a good life. But a decisive moment came when he was at university. This big revival started to occur among some of the Christians at Cambridge. And he attended this big prayer meeting and heard this preacher. And something captured him. As he heard this preacher speak about Christ, it was as though he encountered Christ for the first time. That this man that he'd believed in all his life, that he'd gone and worshipped, suddenly became real. And he speaks about this moment of conversion, that he suddenly readdressed everything in his life. It was as though for the first time he realized what Christ had done on the cross. That in a sense, his life had been purchased by Christ. That's kind of what the whole idea of being redeemed is about. That his life belonged to Christ. And if he was to try and live his life for himself and not for Christ, it was almost like theft, trying to take his life back. And this struck him to the core. And so despite everything that was in front of him, he decided to walk away from his career in cricket and go and become a missionary in China. You know, obviously a lot of people were quite shocked, nationwide. You know, but instead of trying to explain this madness, you know, this sudden turnaround, he felt the only way he could do this was by getting people to meet the person he had met. It was the only way that would make sense of his decision. So the next day, when he tried to explain this to the rest of the English cricket team, he did so by leading them out onto the centre of the field and leading them in a prayer service, through which several of them ended up giving their lives to Christ. But it's this decisive call, very similar to the call we hear in the gospel here. Because the thing about this call of the early apostles is that Christ wasn't calling them to step away from a life of sin. These were good men. They lived faithful Jewish lives. They knew God. But Christ comes and looks them in the eye, and they encounter something. The Gospels don't say what it was that captured them. In a sense, you can't express it in words. But when they gaze upon Christ, they see something which changes everything in their life. It's as though they look into the eyes of Christ, and there they see the heart of God. This heart which is inflamed with love for humanity. And that sets their hearts on fire. And so they leave. They walk away. To the utter shock and amazement of everyone around them. We know that Peter was married. We would love to know what his wife said when he got home, saying that he'd walked away from his career to follow a preacher. You know, it's madness. But this is what Christ comes to do. That Jesus doesn't come just so that we can believe in him, just so that we can be good people and follow him. He comes to make us disciples, people who will get up and move, who will follow, who will go wherever he leads us. People who don't just believe in a doctrine, but people who have gazed into the eyes of Christ and encountered the heart of God. This is our calling. This is our vocation, that we would seek Christ in this way. Every time we come to prayer, every time we come to the Eucharist, we would come expecting to encounter our God. To enter into the mystery of a God who loves us so passionately. And as we draw closer into this love, as our hearts are captured by it, to allow it to send us out. The fundamental point of being a Christian is that we're the ones who are meant to move. It's not good enough just to sit where we are and allow God to speak nice words to us. These words are meant to shake us to the core. They're meant to move us out of our comfort zone and send us out into the world. That we who have been set aflame with the love of Christ would go out into our world and start spot fires. I know here in Victoria you had the big fires recently. Up in Canberra, where I'm based at the moment, we had the same some years back. Where you had this amazing fire front, this incredible inferno. But what this does is it sets fire to branches along the way. And then the wind picks these branches up and throws them many kilometres forward. These firebrands being sent out, starting spot fires all around the country. Really, this is what Christ is trying to do with us. His passionate desire is that we would be set aflame with his love. This great call of Christ in the Gospel of Luke, where he says, "I've come to bring fire to the earth. I've come to set your hearts aflame." And from there to allow the wind of the Spirit to send you out into a world that does not know Christ. To be the ones that set the sparks that set hearts aflame. To bring love into a world that does not know love. Christ takes us and says, "You will go and be fishers of men. You'll be the ones who will bring people into this fire of love." But the primary thing we need to do is to be prepared to encounter him. To have the courage to look Christ in the face, allow his eyes to penetrate us, and to see this love. To open the scriptures, to read of this love, allow it to capture our hearts. That this is not just a fairy tale, but this is real. You know, as it captured this young man over 100 years ago, this same love has captured thousands, millions over the history of the church. And for us, who have encountered God, you wouldn't be here if you hadn't. But that every single day we would come expectant, we would come hungering for this love, knowing that we simply cannot live our faith without this. To go deeper and deeper into the mystery, to set aside the time each day, so that we can enter into this fire of love that is in the heart of Christ. And then make that yes, that small act of surrender to allow the Lord to send us out. That in whatever way he desires, he will use us to bring his love, to bring the fire and the passion of his heart into our world.